The Holidays Amendment Bill recently passed, increasing employer-funded sick leave from 5 to 10 days. Workplace Relations and Safety Minister Michael Wood says the bill will benefit both employees and employers. I talked to Julia Shelcris, a business expert and director of KiwiBoss, about the bill and how increasing sick leave has been shown to boost productivity.
This bill could potentially increase productivity in the workplace because there is a huge issue around presenteeism. Some research from the Southern Cross team at the Wellness in the Workplace survey, which was in 2017, showed that nearly half of all Kiwi workers do attend work even when they are sick. So it hopefully will mean that less people will go to work and potentially spread infection. And there are, you know, some fantastic benefits for employees as well, potentially if they are using their sick leave to look after perhaps a sick dependent, you know, like a child, rather than using the sick leave themselves.
Especially following COVID-19, do you believe ideas about roughing it out and going to work even when you are sick are a thing of the past?
No, I think when it comes to presenteeism, you know, the common cold is one reason a person might still attend work, and obviously less people will be doing that now. But there are things like migraines, allergies, depression, and a range of other health-related issues where a person will still attend work. So regardless of, the fact that they can't go because you've got a common cold, there are lots of other health conditions where a person might still decide to go to work.
Submitters who have opposed the bill have expressed some concerns about the cost of additional sick days for small to medium-sized businesses. What effects might this bill have?
Yes, so research has found that absenteeism can cost New Zealand employers around $1.5 billion per year. So the real concern is whether that could potentially double, because if sick leave doubles, you know, will employers potentially be paying up to $3 billion in sick leave and absenteeism? And I think the answer is likely to be no, that it won't be that high, that it probably will rise, but it's not going to be that high. And I've got three reasons for that. The first is it's an increase on minimum sick leave entitlements, and a lot of New Zealand workplaces already provide more than the 5 days sick leave anyway. So if you think of preschools or healthcare centres, a lot of them will provide more than the minimum. The second issue is that not everyone is going to use the full 10 days sick leave that they're entitled to every year. And then the third thing is the maximum amount of sick leave under the Holidays Act will remain the same. So the maximum amount that people can carry over will be up to the 20 days that they are allowed to have banked. So rather than carrying over 15 days sick leave, they'll only be able to carry over 10, so that at any one time they can only have that 20 days.
National's Scott Simpson has said that if COVID-19 is the rationale for this bill, then there should be a set time frame. What do you think about this?
Yes, look, I think New Zealand was already lower in terms of OECD countries with the amount of sick leave that's provided. I think there are other concerns around productivity. I know in Australia that they measured presenteeism as actually a higher number than absenteeism. So presenteeism, they had some data that showed it was over 6 billion that they were losing in people turning up to work when they were less efficient. And there are lots of concerns around that. It's not just about infecting others. It's about, you know, a person not being able to get the rest that they need in order to turn up to work when they are efficient. So I think if a workplace is, you know, noticing a big change around perhaps misuse of sick leave, or a lot of people are, you know, seem to be absent, there are other things that the employer could do. They could first check whether, you know, whether the workload is high, whether there are stresses in the workplace that could be causing a person to be sick. And if there's the potential misuse of sick leave that they're concerned about, then I can suggest a few other options. One would be, of course, to ask for a medical certificate. Another option would be a care frontation, so that when the employee returns to work, that the employer sits down and says, you know, how's everything going? Look, this is sick leave for you or for somebody else. And if it was for the employee, just to ask a few key questions around, you know, whether they're able to do their particular job that day. Now, anecdotal evidence of people who have done this shows that employees are less likely to just take sick leave unwarranted if they know they're going to be catching up with their manager. But it's also an opportunity for the manager to start making some small changes in the workplace, tweaking things so that potentially there are less stresses in the workplace, that they can make some changes so that the employee is less likely to have time off.
Green MP Jan Logie has called for the removal of the requirement for employees to produce a medical certificate. Are these requirements necessary to address concerns about misusing sick leave, or is it better to use other ways that you mentioned to handle this?
Yes, look, I think the medical certificate is one option that a lot of employers have there at their disposal, but there are other ways, like the care frontation actually can be very useful. The one thing about medical certificates is, you know, it's unlikely that a GP is probably going to write that the person wasn't sick. You know, there are some issues around sick, you know, around medical certificates. Obviously, GPs and medical practitioners do have, you know, regulations that they need to abide to. But there are definitely other options for employers to curb unwarranted absenteeism. I've mentioned care frontation, but one very interesting thing that I haven't mentioned is changing the culture of the workplace. And a couple of years ago, when I was writing for the New Zealand Herald, an article, I chatted with ANZ, and they wanted to create a culture of trust around sick leave. So they've got a thing called unlimited sick leave, which is managed. And the beauty of this is that employees don't have a target that they feel they've got to use each year, like, I've got to use my 5 days sick leave or I've got to use my 10 days sick leave. What they now perceive is that employees see sick leave as something that they take when they genuinely are sick, rather than some sort of target that they must achieve. Other workplaces too that I have spoken to will sometimes bank sick leave. So say, for example, if a person can't transfer all of their sick leave because they can only have that maximum entitlement of 20 days, the employer can sometimes bank the sick leave which is unused. And if an employee has some chronic health condition or perhaps they're undergoing treatment for something like cancer, another employee within the workplace is able to tap into that bank of sick leave so that other employees feel good about the fact that they haven't used their full entitlement and that somebody else, you know, one of their colleagues, is benefiting from that.
And lastly, is there anything else that you wanted to mention, maybe some advice for employers or employees that I haven't already discussed?
Yes, I think it would be wise to update policies around sick leave, particularly, you know, of course, if it says 5 days, you know, to change that to 10 days. But also if you do provide more generous provisions, you know, that you are just careful about the wording around that as well. So if you don't want to increase more than, say, 10 days, 10 days is what you want, then you don't want it to say that we will provide 5 days more than the minimum. You want it to just say the 10 days. So I would say revisit your policies, potentially get some legal advice around that so that you're sure that the policies are what you want them to say. And yes, so definitely get some clarification around your policies.